AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory.
There it is.
There it is.
You know, I was gonna clarify the phone number for the listeners, but you've got enough on your plate today. You don't need that headache coming through the side of your eye, you know?
No, probably not.
I know how that impacts you.
And along with, the cold, it comes a little bit of that brain fog sometime.
Uh-huh.
Got to watch out for that. And, you could completely derail my thought processes with hitting something like that. The electrical.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be gentle.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Welcome back. Glad that you are here. Paul Nefer, Farm CPA, is our guest right now. Paul, it's good to talk with you again, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, do I have to be gentle with you too?
No, you're fine. Okay. You're fine. I've been reading your blogs and trying to keep up with what we might talk about today. And so I think we'll probably be all right. Now, how was Nashville, man? How'd that turn out for you?
Nashville was great. Then I ended up going down to Florida and then up to Pittsburgh, and I got home last night, and now we got about an inch of snow on the ground, and even these Colorado drivers don't know how to drive in the snow. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, but, the normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Normal kind of stuff. Yeah. Lots of travel this time of the year. No doubt about it. So, I was heading out on first night in Nashville last week at Top Producer Summit. And as I was heading out, you were just getting to the hotel and you looked at me and said, this ERP, what a mess. What's the update? What's going on?
Yeah, it's still a little bit messy. You know, the issues are unlike phase one where, FSA really did all the work. They looked at the crop insurance payments. They issued a top up on it, is what I called a top up. This phase two is based on information sort of off the tax returns, sort of not off the tax returns. They want you to go through your Schedule Fs, which is where a farmer typically reports their income. And then some of the income is included, some of the income is not included. We've heard informally that certain income is to be reported one way, and then on the FAQ, it's sort of the opposite. So, right now, they really need to clean this program up. They've not issued any new FAQ since about a week ago Monday. I'm struggling with it. I've been helping some farmers. And the other problem is, Chip, this is not really a margin-based program, it's a revenue-based program.
And
we know the revenue for our major farmers out there, not major farmers, but the corn, the soybean, the wheat, and
commercial guys.
Yeah, the commercial guys, the price for their crop products in 20 and 21 was higher than it were in 18 and 19. So how do you expect them to collect anything? I think this is really designed more for maybe the fruit and vegetable people that were injured in 21 or 20 with the pandemic. But for the typical corn soybean farmer out there, the chance of them collecting anything on ERP phase two right now is pretty minor, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, it's a revenue thing.
Yes, it's purely revenue, no margin.
Right. The group that I continue to hear from, hold on just a second. The group that I continue to hear from, Paul, is the hog guys. They feel like they were left out.
Yep.
Is there any way that ERP phase two can work for them?
The answer is no, because my understanding, after reading the fact sheet again and looking at their comparison between ERP Phase 2 and PARP, the Pandemic Assistance Revenue Program, ERP is strictly crop-based. The hog producers are eligible for relief under PARP. So that's the other program. And again, that's got the same type of issues with calculations. It's a little bit more of a shallow loss. It'll kick in quicker. You know, ERP Phase 2, you need a 30% reduction in revenues. On PARP, it's only 15%. So those hog producers that were hammered in 2020, you know, they couldn't get their hogs to market. Yep. But their revenues for the year had to go down by more than 15%. And again, later on in the year, a lot of those hog producers started having pretty good returns. And I don't think their revenues went down by, you know, 15% for that year. So it's just difficult to find out whether they're going to collect much. And then the other thing that I was bringing up too with you offline is PARP. USDA says, hey, we're going to get about $2.5 billion of claims, but we're only going to pay $250 million. So yeah, that's a 10% payoff. That's not a very good deal. Plus, for a lot of these hog guys, $125,000 payment limit on these things, you know, that's going to provide some relief, but not a lot.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Okay. But if you are in that group that are looking for some kind of relief from the lost revenue on hog production, the best option is to look at that PARP, correct?
Correct. And that has to be on a calendar year basis. And a lot of your hog producers out there are not on a calendar year. So they're going to have to go in, do a whole lot of number crunching with their accountant or their tax advisor, and they may end up spending, you know, a couple thousand dollars with their tax advisor to find out they don't get anything.
Right, right. Okay. Speaking of payouts on this, phase one of ERP, where you didn't have to even sign up for it, right? I mean, it was taken care of at FSA. Yep. And all of a sudden, some sizable checks are showing up for these guys.
Yep.
This time, going through all the work, they're finding out there's either no payment or maybe a couple of thousand.
Yeah, exactly. And again, the payment limit. So if somebody got maxed out on payments on phase one, don't waste your time on phase two, because the overall payment limit applies to both one and two. So don't waste your time.
Right. Okay. All right. Geez, I feel like we need to move on, or else we're going to run out of time, because I want to talk about enrollment for the farm program. What's the latest to know here?
Well, I did a blog post on it about a week and a half ago for corn, soybean, wheat, the major crops. Your chances of collecting anything on 2023 ARC or PLC is pretty slim. Sort of my recommendations are that if you want to sign up for SCO, which is the, you know, supplemental coverage that you can go above 85%, you have to sign up for PLC.
Right.
If you're not interested in SCO, I'm telling a lot of my farmers out there, go ahead and hedge it a little bit this year, because you'll have multiple farms down at the local FSA office. Maybe sign some of them up for PLC, some of them up for ARC. And typically on the PLC, you're going to sign up your highest production ground for that, because that's going to get your biggest payment. But, you know, your chance. And the thing is, Chip, let's be honest. The last thing we want to do is collect on an ARC or a PLC payment, because that means the price of corn's gone down a buck and a half. I don't think you want that to happen.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, next year, because it's an Olympic average, the reference price is an Olympic average. Next year, the reference price is going to be quite a bit higher than what it is for the 23 crop. Does your enrollment in 2023 crop have any impact on what you can enroll for on the 24 crop?
No, unlike the 2014 Farm Bill, where we were locked in for that five-year period, the 18 Farm Bill, the first 2 years you were locked in, but since then it's been a year-by-year election. So if you went ARC this year, next year you can switch everything over to PLC. So you don't have to worry about that.
Gotcha. Good stuff. We got about a minute left. Let's go ahead and talk about the Secure 2.0, how that might help farmers.
Yeah, so for farmers out there that are trying to retain their employees and want to set up a profit sharing plan, you know, a 401k plan, the Act has a lot of benefits there. The cost of setting up the plan, you can get 100% tax credit up to about $5,000 a year for the first 3 years. So that really is beneficial. Also, if you start making payments for those employees, you'll get a $1,000 credit per each employee, assuming you pay them at least $1,000. In the second year, it's 75%, and then 50 and 25. So there's quite a bit in that SECURE Act that will help farmers that really want to, you know, right now, Chip, we know it's difficult to A, find a good employee,
right,
and then B, more importantly, keep a good employee.
Yep.
So setting up a retirement plan definitely helps. Also, for those older farmers out there that are still not age 73 yet, your RMD required beginning date to take money out of IRAs and pension plans is now 73 and then 75 starting in 2033.
Gotcha. Neifer, you are always an interesting conversation, my friend. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, buddy.
You're welcome. Thanks, Chip. Bye-bye.
You bet. Paul Neifer, Farm CPA. When we come back, we're going to get the latest on what exactly is going on with the RFS.